In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the second Sunday of Great Lent. This Sunday is sometimes referred to as the second triumph of Orthodoxy, or the other triumph, with the Sunday of Orthodoxy being the first triumph. The triumph being over heresies of the Church. On this day, we remembered Gregory Palamas, a 14th century saint of the Church. Today, I will speak about Gregory's life and his important contributions to our faith. Saint Gregory Palamas was a monk of Mount Athos and later the Archbishop of Thessaloniki. If one visits the holy mountain of Mount Athos, he will find more than 20 large monasteries capable of housing more than 4,000 monks. But there are also many hundreds of tiny houses, shacks, and caves which shelter ascetics, an ascetic being a person who wishes to be by himself, alone, away from material things, and devote himself to prayer, meditation, and the study of scriptures. Gregory lived his life in this way, as he would often spend 5 days a week in deep contemplation, coming out in public only on Saturdays and Sundays. He is known as a preeminent theologian of hesychasm. The Greek word is ησυχία, which means stillness, rest, quiet silence. Hesychasts are those who practice prayers in the tradition of a hermit. This style of prayer is based on the Gospel of Matthew, where Christ tells us to go into your closet to pray. Thus, hesychasm is known as the process of retiring inward by ceasing to register the senses in order to achieve seeing God through his uncreated light. When achieved fully, one becomes detached from all created things, losing consciousness of himself and being wholly absorbed in the contemplation of God. It allows a man to make the leap into the infinite, passing altogether beyond the world and its cares, wholly losing himself in the blessedness of the divine image. At the end of the road is God, and man has to only hurl himself along the road of prayer to see God's face. By the 14th century on Mount Athos, the term hesychasm referred to the practice used to pray the famous Jesus prayer. And I know you all know it, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, the sinner. This prayer, which we have spoken a great deal about, is a very simple form of prayer. For the hesychast, this prayer consists of sitting in the dark, breathing lightly, head bowed, saying over and over the prayer. The highest goal of the hesychast is to experience God. The ultimate is achieved through ascetics' practices, especially by perfect quietude of body and mind to attain a vision of the uncreated light of God. In the 14th century, this possibility of experiencing God was challenged by a Calabrian monk, Barlaam, who, although he was formerly a member of the Orthodox Church, had been trained in Western scholastic theology. Barlaam believed that philosophers had a better knowledge of God than did the prophets, and valued education and learning more than this form of prayer. Because of this, he believed the monks of Mount Athos were wasting their time with superstitions. He felt their time would be better served by studying rather than spending it in mystic prayer. St. Gregory, on the other hand, said that the prophets, in fact, had a greater knowledge of God because they had actually seen or heard God himself. Addressing the question for man to have knowledge of God, he drew a distinction between knowing God in his essence usia, and knowing God and his energies, energia. He maintained the orthodox doctrine that it remains impossible to know God in his essence, to know who God is in and of himself, but possible to know God in his energies, to know what God does and who he is in relation to the creation and to man, as God reveals himself to humanity. In doing so, he made reference to the Cappadocian fathers and other earlier Christian writers and church fathers. Gregory further asserted that when Peter, James, and John witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus on Mount Tabor, that they were in fact seeing the uncreated light of God, and that it is possible for others to be granted to see that same uncreated light of God with the help of certain spiritual disciplines and prayer, although not in any automatic or mechanistic fashion. In 1351, hesychasm was accepted throughout the Orthodox Church at the Synod of Lacherna. Gregory's opponents in the hesychast controversy spread slanderous accusations against him, and in 1344, Patriarch John XIV imprisoned him for 4 years. However, in 1347, when Patriarch Isidore came to the ecumenical throne, Gregory was released from prison and consecrated as the Metropolitan of Thessaloniki. However, since the conflict with Barlaam had not been settled at that point, the people of Thessaloniki did not accept him, and he was forced to live in a number of places. Once during a voyage to Constantinople, the ship he was in fell into the hands of Turkish pirates, and he was imprisoned, beaten, and held for ransom. Eventually, his ransom was paid, and he returned to Thessaloniki, where he served as archbishop for the last 3 years of his life. St. Gregory Palamas reposed on November 14th, 1359. His final words were, "To the heights, to the heights. Indeed, Gregory, you have gone to the heights with the uncreated light. Amen."